Cartoon All-Stars to the Rescue is the powerful story of a teenager dealing with drug and alcohol abuse.
Some of your favorite cartoon characters will help you understand how drugs and alcohol can ruin your life. So watch the program. Talk about it with your family.
And make the right decision. Stay away from drugs and alcohol.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be welcoming Brendan and Nathan from What Were They Thinking? And God damn it. We're going to be talking about the Cartoon All-Stars PSA, which if you've never watched it, I watched it earlier today, and Jesus God, I forgot how fucked up the early 90s were. Wow. But anyway, let's go ahead and let's get them in here. I was going to say, do I not have their logo? Yes, I do. Okay, there we go. Let's go ahead and move them into the channel. Bam.
Goodness.
Bam.
Biggity bam.
Biggity bam. Welcome, gentlemen, to the live stream for The Cure. What?
Oh, my God.
Came out of nowhere.
We're not ready. Like an RKO. It's out of nowhere.
Put us back in the group.
So what I'm actually going to do as a little treat, a visual treat for our audience.
Oh, delightful.
Whatever, YouTube, flag this shitty video for copyright all you want. I'm gonna put this in the live stream down in the window so you can see what this PSA was all about.
Oh, you'll be happy to know, as a PSA, I believe it is free of rights.
Boom. We're just trying to save the kids from the drugs.
Right.
Or if you read the comments in that are hilarious. It's like, all I want to do is take drugs now and see all my favorite cartoon characters to come to life. But gentlemen, first things first, since I think it's kind of necessary to get into what we're going to talk about here, why don't you tell us a little bit about What Were They Thinking and what you guys do on the show?
Sure. Well, I'm Brendan.
And I'm Nathan.
And basically we have, it's a weekly show, so every other week we do a terrible to at least questionable movie. Basically break it down from start to finish, do a little bit of poetry. Read some nasty critics and some oddly positive critics reviews, and then the other off weeks we have mini episodes, so we'll answer questions, we'll do, you know, talk about recent movies that have come out, or, you know, something that looks terrible that's on the horizon that we both really want to see.
Sometimes an interview.
Yeah, sometimes an interview. We've had people from The Room on the podcast before. Director of director of American Ninja came by. That was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah. What were they thinking? We're everywhere.
Cheep, 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 cheep.
Oh, my God. And, well, gentlemen, why did you decide to talk about the Cartoon All-Stars public service thingy here? We're watching Alf and Garfield. Alf wasn't even a cartoon, so it was weird.
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was, actually.
Oh, that's right. Wasn't it? Yeah. It was after the series, though, right?
Yeah, it was like they did Alf and then Alf Tales.
That's right. That's right.
Like DuckTales with Alf?
Yeah, but it wasn't. It was like, it was fairy tales and whatnot. So they'd do Hansel and Gretel or Little Red Riding Hood, but they'd replace them all with like Melmac characters.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
The funny thing is, you said why pick this one. Actually, just before you brought us on the air, Nathan found something out that's fascinating. So, go ahead, Nathan.
The original air date for this cartoon was just a minute late as that it was aired originally in the U.S. on April 21st. So 4/21.
Oh my God.
There's no way shit. That was unintentional.
There is a point in this PSA, and we'll get to it, and I'll probably shout it out when we get to it, because they take legitimately half of the PSA is just introducing all of the cartoon characters.
Yes.
And then the other half of it is legitimately the craziest fucking trip of all time.
It makes you feel like you're on drugs.
It does. It does. I actually have that in my notes.
And just to celebrate the fact that we are talking about an anti-drug and alcohol PSA, Nathan and I are both drinking, so that's good.
Yes. Well, hang on. Wait a minute.
Oh, shit.
I'm back. Puke and rally.
What are you drinking, gentlemen?
I am drinking a nice Moosehead Lager brewed here in the Maritimes, Union Made trademark.
And I am a total beer snob here with my can of Budweiser.
See, at least I'm drinking Canadian.
Yeah.
God damn. I haven't had a beer. I'm waiting for the stream break because I got to reset after this segment, actually, fans. We are going to be resetting the stream before we get into our Tarantino retrospective. So just keep that in mind. So chat, you're going to want to stay where you are because we're going to be resetting the stream. It'll take just about 5 minutes or so, and then we'll be online to do Tarantino. But gentlemen, I don't even know how to start dissecting this fucking thing.
Well, I'm going to let you know that you'd ask why we chose this. Now, Brendan told me that we were doing these in like half hour or so increment blocks.
True.
So normally when we do our show, we unpack the movie. So that usually takes us usually about the runtime of the movie to do that. So we were like, how are we going to do that in this situation? And then I immediately thought of this cartoon because it is so bonkers that I remember seeing it as a kid and thinking it was kind of neat because all my favorite cartoon characters were in it. But then flash forward to about probably 20 years later, I watched it on about 420 and was just, this is, they told us to not do drugs by watching this.
My favorite thing, they just showed the shot of the chipmunks and Alf under the bed looking at the drugs. And marijuana. Why do they need an ace bandage to do marijuana?
I don't know.
What is happening?
It looks like he has two muffins in there.
Yes.
I don't understand half of the paraphernalia in that box because that's all they're like. They're like, yeah, it's just dope.
I don't understand why the kid was stealing money for drugs. He clearly has them.
Well, I think the most horrifying part of this cartoon is that it begins with George Bush.
Yes, and Barbara Bush and their dog Millie.
George, I don't know about you guys, but I thought he looked blitzed out of his mind.
Well, I mean,
he may have been.
Don't forget, he was the first Republican president, or the only president actually to introduce a medical marijuana bill and get it passed, right? So there you go. Well, he may have been down with the icky sticky.
Marijuana is going to be just fine. John Boehner's pimping for big dope on the hill now, so.
Yep.
Well, you know the Bush Jr. was just off camera giggling the whole time, so.
This is hilarious. I hope I get to meet Alf.
Oh, so yeah, I'm glad I'm not the only one that was disturbed while I watched this.
For me, and like this is one of the funniest things I thought about this whole thing. Like, they couldn't come up with like a bad like villain cartoon character to have be the drug thing. It's just this random like smoky looking ghost guy,
played by George C. Scott.
I was about to say George C. fucking Scott.
Your like, villain in
this. They couldn't put patent. Like the Shredder in here. Like they had the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They couldn't do like the Shredder or like some bad villain or Here Comes Bugs Bunny. So they couldn't they do like Yosemite Sam? Yosemite Sam looks like he would probably do crack.
Elmer the Fudd villain is just drugs. Fucked out of his mind.
But here's the thing. The thing that got me the most about Bugs Bunny telling and not even Daffy Duck telling people not to do drugs. I'm pretty sure both of those characters were born out of drugs.
One of the comments I read in the YouTube video on the post for this was, why wasn't Shaggy and Scooby in the... Here comes the money! Here comes the money! Wink, 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 wink. Danny Gooden, $34.90. He says he's a big fan of you guys. Just donated a live stream for The Cure. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
That's awesome. Thanks.
Yeah, why you know what Shaggy I thought was, and Scooby in this?
What I thought was actually kind of disturbing, and I'm surprised they didn't go with it. So right at the beginning, Nathan was saying earlier before we came on here that Kermit is like in a nightmare world because he's a clock.
Right?
He's an alarm clock. But wouldn't it have been great if, like, the piggy bank was Miss Piggy?
Then she would have gotten killed by the brother.
The burnout is just smashing the piggy bank and just like horrifyingly murdering Miss Piggy in front of Kermit.
My favorite part about Miss Piggy in this is that she just shows up. Like, Kermit's actually a clock, but she just randomly shows up like in the middle of it.
Yeah, but at the first, Kermit's the clock, and then later he's not a clock. He's just in a hallucination.
Why do the Muppet babies know what weed is? I have to know.
And clearly never seen any of the early Jim Henson productions.
I mean, if you look at the Saturday Night Live Muppets,
it does make sense that they had Theodore, the chipmunk, the smart chipmunk, explain what he thought it was.
Simon. Yeah.
Oh, Simon. Yeah, sorry. Theodore's the marijuana. Short, like, weird one.
Oh, when he said marijuana, I was like, that blew my mind.
Marijuana? Like, he's so deliberate about it.
What's all this for? Either someone's conducting a major chemistry experiment, or this is a serious no-no.
Toto, something tells me we're not in cartoon territory anymore.
What's that funny smell?
I hate to suggest this, but my guess would be marijuana. An unlawful substance used to experience artificial highs.
Also, like, wow, they really hammered it. Like, I feel like every kid that watched this at the time would know pretty much every cartoon character and what they're like. Like, you have a fairly good knowledge of what everyone's like. But, I mean, Garfield makes no less than 3 or 4 lasagna references.
That was so shoehorned.
Egregious, because, like, he's like, the only sound more recognizable than a breaking piggy is the crackling of lasagna. That's a stretch, Garfield.
There's a lot of that in this thing, because I feel like the creators of these cartoons only agreed to have them in the PSA as long as they got to be like drop a few of their own catchphrases and whatnot, because there's a number of different moments in this where there's just characters just doing that.
Cowabunga, dude, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, God. I'm literally surprised they didn't have like a little bumper come up every time a character came on screen that said what time their cartoon was on.
That would have been very helpful.
Well, that would have been helpful, but it probably would have been really hard to do because this was simulcast.
That's
when it
right.
originally aired, it aired on all three major networks in the States, and in Canada it aired on CBC, CTV, and Global, which are our major networks. And we didn't
donation to the chat and said stay away from the quote lasagna kids. Thank you very much, Interrupted Tales, continuing to drop some donos on us throughout the night. Thank you very much. We really, really appreciate it.
And you guys in the States, you guys got the intro by George Bush and Barbara Bush and Millie, and we got our Canadian Prime Minister, the big-chinned schlub known as Brian Mulroney, as doing our intros for us on 421.
Oh, my God.
I'm so disappointed I didn't find that intro.
Yes, Matt Pierce, Lorenzo Music did the voice of Garfield in this.
Yep.
Yeah, that's one of the better things about this, because as somebody that grew up like at this time, like I was a kid and like, you know, I was born in 1980. So a lot of these are like the voice actors that I grew up with. So I at least got while I watched this and I was like, like, at least I got to be like. A little tinge of nostalgia, at least, from getting to kind of revisit some of these characters.
Yeah, it was a nice thing that they actually did manage to get everybody who did the voices on the shows to be on the shows. Although it was kind of a jip that they only got Michelangelo, but I feel he was the only one that was kind of in relation to the subject matter at hand.
One thing I wrote down here when the... Well, I guess we should kind of mention the basic plot. It's just a guy who's addicted to drugs, every drug apparently, and
not crack yet.
But he breaks his.
And that's
sister's...
the scene that's on the screen right now, the crack scene.
He breaks his sister's piggy bank, and of course, the first thing he says is, "There must be $20 in here, easy." There's like 20 nickels. Like, maybe
they must all be silver dollars.
The other thing is Alf making like a Leave It to Beaver reference.
Yes, because all the kids in the 90s were big on Wally and the Beav.
I can't believe it! Corey's own brother?
Wally never did this sort of thing to the Beav.
But basically, these cartoon characters, I think this story is really just about a bunch of cartoon characters freaking this guy that's high, just freaking him out more throughout the process.
Right?
As the cartoon progresses, yeah. Just like taking him on like psychedelic journeys into his own brain and like.
There's no way. It's insane. I have to ask, and I'll ask you guys, I'll ask people in the chat, has anyone ever watched this high? Because this to be the greatest thing ever. And you're just baked out of your gourd. Here comes the
money. I feel like you might find it very judgmental, though.
Oh, these cartoons are super judgy.
All right, Bill, gentlemen, I hate to interrupt.
Oh, but
we actually have to roll the prize wheel. Bill Sutton checking in with a $25.
Holy!
9-cent donation. Let me go ahead and. Bam. Let's get over in the chat. Everybody who wants to enter the contest right now, hashtag what were they thinking? Hashtag what were they thinking? And the winner is going to get some Epic Film Guys stickers. Go ahead and throw it over there, baby.
What?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Continue.
To answer your question, yes, me. I'd say a little under 10 years ago, a friend of mine and I were talking about this movie and or this cartoon PSA or whatever. And we were like, wouldn't it be great if we got lit like a Christmas tree and watched this cartoon? And, you know, we're in our 20s. So we're like, well, we need to make that happen then. And we made that happen pretty quickly, actually. And we felt really judged by Garfield and Alf.
I love how Alf has to like bully Garfield into participating.
He threatens to eat him.
Yeah, right.
Yes. The only way Garfield's going to help this kid get off drugs is because he doesn't want to get eaten by Alf.
That is very, very true. And once again, remember, everybody, if you want a chance at some Epic Film Guys stickers right now, hashtag what were they thinking over in the chat? Get it in there. And I did love that. I was like, he's going to. But of course, Alf did eat cats. So,
okay, well, yeah. And first of all, Elf comes out of a framed picture that this girl has on her dresser for some reason, a framed picture of Elf for some reason, and then tears a light out of Garfield's back.
Yeah, Garfield is a lamp, I think.
Yeah,
he is. Yes.
The thing is with this cartoon is it wasn't just cartoon characters coming to life like out of the cartoon, like the Smurfs did. They come out of a comic book, but Garfield springs to life as a lamp. Kermit the Frog springs to life as an alarm clock. Alf comes out of a framed picture. Winnie the Pooh is actually a Pooh Bear that she sleeps with. Like,
okay.
And apparently the chipmunks live in their records.
can I say?
I think it's almost time for the song. Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Can I say how just
with the ducks?
How disturbed I was by Winnie the Pooh, like, waking up next to her in bed.
Oh, bother.
That was a little strange.
At least he didn't be like, oh, bother. I can't believe I did it again.
Oh, God. That was like the morning after for one of Winnie the Pooh's tour at affairs. Like, that's what it looked like to me.
Was it? Do you guys find it interesting that Ron Swanson is basically the dad?
Oh, my God. You're right.
And how much time? So they say at the top it's about drugs and alcohol, but really quickly he's like, oh, I think I have a couple beer missing. And he probably drank them during the football game. Oh, okay.
That must be it.
That was it. What was that supposed to accomplish?
Oh my God. George C.
We got to talk about George C. Scott as the drug ghost.
Let's.
That's the most baffling aspect of this production for me.
Do you notice that sometimes he was like, he was able to go through walls and sometimes you could hit him with a garbage can?
You're right.
Inconsistency.
No logic whatsoever. Yeah. I demand logistical consistency in my anti-drug PSAs for children.
Exactly. Glad we're on the same page.
This must be some. Can we get a meth head in the chat or something to like sing this song to watch this while this? Because this gotta
be. There's a million billions, by the way, to say no.
No way. Get out.
Composed by Alan Menken.
His best work.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't think anyone was going to argue with you there.
There's actually a line in that song where Kermit says, next time your friends say, let's get wrecked.
He does. Baby Kermit.
Baby Kermit.
He is a young child.
You're right. It's not even adult Kermit. It's Muppet Baby Kermit.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I want to call an end to this really quick here. Ladies and gentlemen, last call over in the chat. Hashtag what were they thinking? I'm going to be drawing in just a couple of moments here.
What was Bugs Bunny going to say when Alf covers his mouth?
I got nothing.
Well, what's up, Doc?
What's up, Doc?
Okay, I think because the way they I heard like truck or something, and I thought Bugs Bunny was just gonna drop the F-bomb.
Yeah, no, Alf steals Bugs Bunny's line.
What a bastard!
Well, you know he's Alf, right?
Well, the Alf ever any pulls the kid into the box of drugs.
Okay, first of all, why did he have a mirror in his stash box? That's just poor planning. That is.
Wait, remember the this is all over the place, but it's fine. Remember when he's hanging out with his like quote unquote friends, and there's the right at the beginning when they go to that scene, the girl with like the hipster hat says, "We can score some crack for $10."
She does not look like she's fallen that far.
How much crack are you getting deal. For $10? I mean, I'm not a crackhead, but.
Well, that was the
thing. If we have any crackheads in the chat, please let us know what crack is going for these days.
Yeah, please. I like.
No, it was the 90s. Crack was inexpensive.
Street value of crack in 1990.
There you go.
Fucking Bill Clinton.
George Bush. He was the president.
Clinton ruined it in 92.
Oh, my God.
So to answer your question.
Price of crack skyrocketing.
Oh, do we have an answer on the crack?
No. Not about the crack.
Oh,
God damn it.
There's a mirror in his stash box because that's where he lays out the cocaine.
Oh, of course. What was that? See, I'm only used to
a pot stash box.
Right, exactly.
But there was only marijuana in the box, Loy Sauce.
Nope.
And don't forget, and muffins.
And muffins.
And cocaine.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead here really, really quickly. It's time to draw the winner. Some epic foam guys stickers. Let's go ahead and pull it out here. Bill Sutton, who donated to get that prize wheel roll. So I guess that's as fitting as anything else. Bill Sutton, winner of some epic foam guys stickers. Congratulations, Bill.
Cheers to you, Bill.
Oh no, I'm almost out of beer. So there's a roller coaster through the human brain.
Oh my, and Gonzo is a brain artist.
Maybe I did watch this high. I'm not sure.
No, that's what happens.
Oh, okay.
Because then they get stuck.
It's disorienting nature.
Because when they finally do manage to get out of his smoke-filled brain, he's then encountered by talking ducks. So he's clearly still tripping balls.
But now we're watching, now it's like the end of it where he's like legitimately going through like, just this crazy, like tripped out sequence of crazy shit. Like this would be the hilarious part.
Oh, have you got to the zombie kid yet?
No, I don't know if we're there yet. I don't think we've gotten there.
Because yeah, as it gets to that point, he says, "You look like Freddy Krueger." When he's like, he looks like he's.
Oh my god! What if Freddy Krueger was part of the cartoon All Stars lineup?
That would have been great. They could have got Freddy and Jason.
Welcome to prime time, bitch.
Michael Myers, Swamp Thing. Is that a thing? I think that's
actually name. Swamp Thing was a cartoon. Yeah,
there
Swamp
you go.
Thing is a thing.
RoboCop, get RoboCop in there.
RoboCop. This cartoon is so stupid.
I only wish the alien cartoon had come to fruition.
So here's a question.
They made toys for the aliens cartoon. We're wrapping
out on this thing here pretty quickly. So if this were to happen today,
oh my god,
today, what cartoon characters would you love to see in the 2018 reboot of the Cartoon All-Stars PSA?
Phineas and Ferb.
Absolutely SpongeBob SquarePants.
There you go.
He's still a thing.
Well, you definitely need to have, what's the snail's name?
Gary the Snail?
Definitely Gary, because doesn't he talk like really slow or something?
No.
Meow.
Oh. Okay, yeah. I maybe don't watch enough SpongeBob.
I think you're probably thinking of the sloth from Zootopia.
He would have to be, yeah.
Huey,
sure.
Dewey, and Louie, because the DuckTales reboot is a thing.
DuckTales is timeless.
Yeah.
Even if
Milo's reboot. Milo Murphy from Milo Murphy's Law.
I
have kids, so I know cartoons.
I was gonna say I don't watch a lot of like modern cartoons, so I'm not sure. Can we include like animated films?
Sure.
Why not?
Sure.
Let's throw some of the Pixar people in there. Maybe all the emotions from Inside
Lightning
Out.
McQueen.
Yeah.
There's the zombie kid.
The emoji movie.
Oh no. God.
Fuck that movie.
Bill says Peppa Pig. Patrick Sherman says Rick and Morty.
Good call, guys. Good call.
Peppa Pig would be funny.
I was gonna say Timmy Turner, but I feel like Fairly Odd Parents is already like a really trippy show, so I feel like just that's overkill adding Timmy Turner and the fairies like Wanda and Cosmo, because Cosmo's got to be high all the time. Legit.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
How about Duckman?
Okay. For cartoons,
Duckman. What Brendan. Decade is this?
Oh well, you know, it's the only one I can think of. All the South Park characters can be in there.
Oh, that would be Towley. Towley.
Towley. Yeah.
Can you imagine Towley in this? I think you should probably do some more drugs.
Towley would be what George C. Scott is in this cartoon.
There you go. That'd be perfect.
But Towley could be voiced by George C. Scott. Oh wait, he's dead. Never mind. Sorry. I apologize to George C. Scott.
Legitimately the world's best George C. Scott impersonator, and we'd be fine.
That's right.
Now he's throwing away the bad drugs. Get away, George C. Scott.
We gotta go talk to mom and dad, because, you know, middle America mom and dads are super great when they find out their kids are on the drugs.
The drugs. From a sausage
the
party,
drugs,
Sausage from sausage party.
There's a whole long sequence in that movie where they just get baked.
The toilet paper from that movie, when it walks out of the room and says, like, where have you been? And he's like, you don't want to fucking know.
Oh, my God. Oh, the PSA.
Wait, so the smoke
the, coming up here. Go ahead.
If you watch the credits for the PSA, the recording studio or the recording, I don't know, people, it was Buzzy's Recordings or Buzzy's Recording Studio or something like that.
It's just like a dude on like,
yeah,
it was like a back lot somewhere.
Yeah. And also, then one of the other, like the production assistants was Buzz Potemkin.
Now that's a name.
Yeah.
I wish my name was Buzz Potemkin.
All these cartoon characters are fucking narcs.
I just got to say, as an overall thing, cartoon characters that clearly do drugs should not be telling kids not to do drugs.
Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck.
Exactly.
Pooh Bear definitely does drugs.
This really made me want to do drugs. Like, and watch this cartoon.
The Muppet Babies are all cokeheads, let's face it.
No way, Gonzo. Way Gonzo's not brushing some white powder off of his snout.
You don't see that in the credits? Wang Productions?
Oh my god. Well, gentlemen, this has been an absolute blast. This was really, really hilarious.
I'm glad we could share this with the world.
Yeah, exactly.
So I really, really, really appreciate you guys coming on and bringing the cartoon all-star. Yes.
Well, they're to the rescue. They're going to rescue us.
Oh, my.
From drugs. God.
Guys, more beer.
Don't do drugs, guys.
But drink lots of beer.
Yeah.
Just don't everybody, let Ron Swanson know you stole his.
Oh, I just spit beer everywhere.
let our audience know where they can find What Were They Thinking?
Yeah, you can find us on Podbean, www.ttpodcast.podbean.com. You can also find us on basically everywhere, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, And Twitter, WWTT Podcast. Instagram, you find us on the same thing. We're on Facebook. Just search What Were They Thinking, and I think that's about it.
Don't forget all the ones that you made up, Brendan.
No, yeah, with all the fake ones. I've got the Al Jazeera Network, too. We're on
the
there.
Teddy Ruxpin Appreciation Society.
Yeah. Human Sentai Pod.
Pod Kit Knife.
Oh, my God. Well, thank you, gentlemen, very, very much for being on the show. So, everybody in the chat, hey, thanks. Please.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for joining me. I really, really appreciate it. You guys are awesome. And this was a really, really, really great thing to look at. Like, it was weird, but it was also great. So thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, no problem.
Like three fine lads. You know, I might have something here you'd like to try. Something to make you feel real good.
There's a million wild and wonderful ways to say no.
No thanks, no way.
Better learn a few and take them wherever you go.
No thanks, no sir.
If your pals have left you at high,
here's a practical reply.
Go ahead, let's fly, spit right in his eye and say no.
There's a million international ways to say no.
Those ducks are so boring.
And they tell me that works fine. Cause the bottom line's too short, it's time to say no.
Now you could say beat it, get lost, get out of my face with that stuff.
But that could be tactless. You may prefer cool, like this.
I'll catch you guys later, okay?
I've got too much homework, it's rough.
I'm late for my baseball game and I'll miss my ride.
My kid's sister needs me.
Her hamster does.
There's no time to kill,
so I'll catch you later.
Like heck I will. Yes, I'm allergic.
And a good excuse is something you never outgrow.
It's back my complexion.
When your pals say, let's get wrecked.
I strap your self-respect.
Go on, push, eject, protect yourself.
Get up and go.
Be the first one on your block to say.
Yeah, forget it, Doc.
I got all of those wonderful ways to say no.
That's just a nice one.
Oh, what a nightmare.